Well, good morning, St. Bruno.
Good morning.
Everybody recovered from Thanksgiving? Everybody a few pounds heavier? Oh, I still got mashed potatoes somewhere over here. Well, this is the last Sunday of the liturgical year. This Sunday, it's a beautiful celebration of the solemnity of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. And as a result, we are wearing white, Father and I, because it's a solemnity, it's a special occasion. Otherwise, we would have been wearing green, but it's so special, we changed to white. And I brought this, I was lucky enough to get this in Rome when I visited the Pope last year, and this was a gift to all the deacons who arrived, and it is Jesus, the Good Shepherd. So it had a special meaning for me today, being Christ the King and our Good Shepherd. In the Gospel today, we heard those astounding words from Jesus, where he comes as a Son of Man, that's his name for himself, where he comes and he, with all his angels, before all the nations, and he greets them, seated on his glorious throne. And we hear the Lord calling to his faithful people, and he said, "Come, who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you." And this is from the foundation of the world, it's been prepared for us. Brothers and sisters, this is a great promise of faith. This is our hope. For Christians, this is what we live for, to hear those words from Jesus. Each of us wants to hear these words. We hope for these words. We pray for these words. We pray for our children that they hear these words. This is what we live for. "Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom from the foundation of the world." Jesus had two great commandments: love God and love your neighbor. And all of this, what he told us to do, of feeding, visiting, bringing to the needy, that's love of God and love of neighbor. And that's what he's calling us to do. Next Sunday, we begin our new calendar year of the church. And it starts with the season of Advent. Next Sunday is going to be the first season of Advent, or the first Sunday of Advent. Now, Advent is a period of hope and expectation. And I don't know, does anybody know what we're hoping and expecting during Advent? Jesus, when? Christmas. So at the end of Advent comes Christmas. And Christmas starts when? On Black Friday, right? I got my calendars mixed up. Well, Christmas, the Christmas season in our world starts on Black Friday, the day right after Thanksgiving. And if we didn't understand that, we would have seen the commercials and the advertisements, the phones, to get the best deals on Black Friday. And everybody pushes to that day. And we have a laundry list of things to do. I know my wife gave me a laundry list, and I'm going to read some of these to you. Buy a tree. Put up the Christmas lights. Beat your neighbor Tom. He beats me every year. Christmas cards. Prepare the guest rooms. Fix the bathrooms. Buy my wife a present, my daughters, my son, my grandkids, my son-in-laws, my siblings. And then where am I going to be for Christmas? And then where am I going to be for Christmas Eve? Father wants me here, probably. But there's a lot of things to do, and you guys probably have just as many things to do for the Christmas season. Amen? And it's easy to get caught up in the frenzy of Christmas. It's easy to lose sight of what our real hope and expectation is. Because everything we watch, everything we hear, is geared around Christmas and those gifts. But the most important thing is not the gifts, but our hearts. Advent begins December 3rd, next Sunday. So that's a season when we start preparing and making our list for how are we going to prepare our hearts. How are we going to welcome Jesus more and more into our lives and more into our hearts? That's the list that we should be thinking about during Advent. So how do we do this in our world? How do we prepare for Christ? Well, we can put up the traditional Advent wreath in our home and have a devotional prayer with our family at every night, preparing for Jesus, preparing for the expectation of the King of the world to not only come into the world and remember him, but also come more and more into our hearts. We can go to confession before Christmas. And we already have the Christmas list of people, so we already have a list of people of who to pray for. And challenge us that every time we buy a gift for somebody, to pray for them before we buy it. These are the things we can do, and there's probably a multitude of spiritual things we could do on top of this. But in today's gospel, Jesus asks us to do something else. He asks us to go another step forward. He says to do works of charity, do things of mercy, to give food to someone who's hungry, to give water to someone who's thirsty, to welcome the strangers, maybe even an immigrant or the homeless, to give clothes to someone who does not have any, to those who are sick or in prison. Sometimes where those people are not the best places to go to, and we stay away from them. But Jesus calls us to go to them, to prepare us for him. And when we do these things, we are truly living our faith. We're living the faith that God calls us to live. And then we make Jesus personally the King of the universe and the King of our hearts. We must never forget that Jesus came to this world as a servant, not to be served. In our modern world, we want to be served. But Jesus is calling us to be servants, to feed, to clothe, to visit, to heal. This is exactly what Jesus is talking about in our gospel today. In our parish, we have the Adopt-a-Family program, where we all heard to go out to a table outside and sign up to give things to people in need. We have the Reach Out and Love toy drive that's in the bulletin today. And then we also have a way you can help people who are sick, because on December 2nd, we're going to have the blood drive, and we can all line up and give blood to help those who are in need. These are love of neighbor. These, my brothers and sisters, is how we find Christ. It is in our service to our brothers and sisters we find Jesus Christ. And we know the love of God is for our neighbor. And we may even do one more thing that's maybe a little harder. And that's give love and mercy to those who we hold prisoners by our unforgiveness to them. Brothers and sisters, we are not asked to be heroes. Christ is calling us to be faithful. Faithful to follow the example of the King of the universe, our Good Shepherd. And when we do that, we show the world what the kingdom of God truly is by the way we live it, by our example. Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. Those will be the words that we personally want Jesus to say to us at the end of our lives. So let's now, in this Advent season, start preparing to hear those words by serving those around us. And when we meet Jesus, and when he tells us those words, what a beautiful day that will be. Amen.